saddle and out on the trail. With Ernie the horse guy, now fun will prevail. We'll meet the best horsemen under the sun. Tip our hats to the ladies, keep the good Lord number one. Ride along, sing your song. Along with better horses, we're right where we belong. Faith and love from up above. The best of the good life's yet to come.
Don't touch that dial, folks. It's time to get around to talk horses. Hey, buddy, I'm Ernie Rodina.
And I'm Ed Adams.
Welcome to Better Horses Connected. And a happy new year. This is our first show in the new year.
This is 2019, and now's the time for goal setting with your horses. What we have to do, 1.5 hour talking about
10
horses.
Pounds, 10 pounds.
10 pounds off the horse not enough.
Okay.
It's not enough. But this is an exciting time. We get to set our goals. We get to make sure everybody has enough hay for the winter and make sure everything's going good.
I've just got a load of hay. That's the good news.
Now
I got to pay for it.
Now you got to pay for it.
Yeah, so hey, so glad you joined us today. And we're looking forward to talking horses with you, and so excited to have leading us in our inspiration. He's part of Better Horses Connected, part of Better Horses. We love him, and Frank Slaughter with Open Range Fellowship. Frank, are you with us, brother?
Hey, I'm right here, Ernie and Ed.
Yeah,
Happy New Year
to you, and we're looking forward to a great year with you, Frank.
So let's kick it off with a good inspiration, Frank, for 2019.
Okay. Dear Heavenly Father, we just come before you, give you all the honor, glory, and praise. And Lord, we want to have goals for this year. We want to forget what lies behind and press on towards the goal, like Scripture says. So, Lord, help us to put those things behind us and to pray for, we just pray for a great year for us, for our families, for our horses, our fellowships. And, Lord, like always, we pray for our men and women in uniform and our first responders to give every day. And, Lord, we can't say enough about you, and we ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. And folks, we have folks that I've sent in their request for the prayer request that we'll be mentioning that at the end of the show for Barron. We appreciate all the requests. And I tell you what, prayer works. And we really appreciate Frank Slaughter, Open Range Fellowship. We love you, man. We'll be staying in touch. Talk to you next week.
God bless you guys.
God bless you.
And we can't say we don't have enough clinicians and clinics going on. This is going to be a busy year. And if wherever you are in your horse, we've got enough people coming on this show today to get us motivated and getting us ready for this spring.
Just starting it up. And we want to thank our inspiration sponsors as far as we're talking about Heritage Tractor, your John Deere dealer in Northeast Kansas, Southwest Missouri. 18 outlets they have. Go to heritagetractor.com. But no, we got a great show lined up. And who we got coming on today? We got Matt Jope.
Yep. World champion horse trainer and horseman, and also a mounted shooting specialist.
He's going to be on, and then we have Phil Haugen, Haugen Horsemanship from down in Weatherford, Oklahoma. And just a great man. He won the Linderman Award when he was younger in the PRCA, and that's winning the top PRCA competitor on both ends of the arena, both the timed event and the rough stock.
And Phil can break it down for us to make sure we know exactly what we're doing with our horses. And let's not forget, we got Tammy Pate also coming in.
She's talking about this great event called The Art of the Cowgirl. This is an event, you pay attention to this, folks, Art of the Cowgirl. You need to plan on going to Arizona with us all February 8th through the 10th, and we're going to be talking about that.
And you know, winter's coming, so let's check our tack. We got to look at our bits, we got to look at our bridles, but above all, we got to look at our saddle pads.
And we got the queen of the saddle pads, and we're talking about Donna Sadornis. She founded it, she developed it. CSI Saddle Pads. You won't want to miss that.
It's American made. It's all about CSI Saddle Pads.
Let's take a break. We're going to come back, and we'll have Matt Jope on the line. You won't want to miss that. Just a great clinic. A great horseman. I'm Ernie Rodina.
I'm Ed Adams.
You're listening to Better Horses Connected. Thank you for joining us.
When working on your property, there never seems to be enough time in the day. We're here to help. At Heritage Tractor, you can get a John Deere compact tractor with an AutoConnect deck and iMatch quick hitch to speed up your yard work for a surprisingly low price. Get a quote at heritagetractor.com today.
Rio Equestrian Center is Kansas City's largest equine show facility, offering horses and riders an unmatched experience in competition. We strive to make horse shows enjoyable and offer events that serve the equine community with the spirit of hospitality. So for the best experience in horse competition or to plan your next equine event, go to Rio, the premier show facility in the Midwest. Go to RioHorseShows.com or call 913-980-4668. Rio Equestrian Center, located in Oak Grove, Missouri.
It has come to our attention that people think John Deere tractors are expensive. Well, I'm here to tell you that those people are wrong. You can get into a John Deere 1023E for under $100 a month. Don't believe us? Visit HeritageTractor.com or stop by our new Smithville location and we'll prove it.
Hey, welcome back to the Better Horses Radio Show. I'm Ernie Rudina.
And I'm Ed Adams. And we are looking at a great 2019. You can check us out on betterhorses.com. And we have a special announcement to make today.
Pretty exciting stuff. You know, our TV show keeps expanding thanks to your efforts, Ed.
And we're excited to say that KTMJ in Topeka, Kansas will be picking us up this Sunday at 6 a.m. in the morning, followed right after the U.S. Farm Report. And we're glad to have and say hello to all our Topeka viewers.
And not only Topeka, but Manhattan and Lawrence also.
It's going to be a great time.
It's going to be great. It's going to be this Sunday. That's tomorrow.
So this will be kind of exciting.
But so excited about this next guest with us. And he's brought to us by a great friends of ours too, echorse.com, Equus Carrito.
I had the privilege of riding with him. Say hello to our world champion mounted shooting expert and a great horseman overall. Say hello to Matt Jobe. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey, Matt.
You know, we've been looking at a lot of things going into the cold winters. And Matt, give us some horse tips. You've been around horses. You've done a lot of clinics. You've done a lot of ranch optical clinics and versatilities. And above all, you're doing mounted shooting. What's some of the things we should look for when we're training horses and desensitizing as well as you do?
Yep. A lot of things I'd say is just expect more out of your horse. A lot of times, thinking about a trail tip, I just finished up a lesson with some folks that do a lot of trail riding, and I feel like they don't expect enough out of their horse, and I feel like they don't tell their horse enough. You know, a lot of times we get caught in the rut. We're just following the leader, and we're gossiping. We're having a good time, enjoying God's beautiful country, and I don't believe we tell our horse enough things to do. So one thing, Ed, that I tell my customers to do is when you're out trail riding, do all that. Enjoy the beautiful scenery, but about every 14 minutes, pick up and tell your horse to do something for about 60 seconds. If you would do that, and whether it's side pass them a little, move a shoulder, get them to give their face a little bit, if you would do that, that'd be four times every hour you were working and fixing on your horse. And most of my customers tell me on average they trail ride about 4 hours. That'd be 16 times you told your horse to do something. And if you did the math real quick, that's 64 times a month. And I would promise you there's people that go a whole year of riding that don't ask something of their horse 64 times a year.
Wow. Just let
so that would be my challenge.
That's a great tip, because that way you're giving that horse something to do. You're kind of improving and riding for a purpose.
Yes, sir.
That's great. Hey, Matt, we appreciate you being on Better Horses. We got one more.
You got to give us a plug. Speaking of moving and working with your horse, you got a horseman clinic coming up. Coming up soon.
Absolutely. At EC there in Lewisburg, like you had previously mentioned, Beth Olson and I will be doing a horsemanship clinic, and that's on the 12th of this month. So that's coming up in just a couple Saturdays, and I promise you, you and your horse will leave a different critter, and you'll be happy you came. And
now, what's the cost on that clinic?
I believe it's $175.
That's great. Get to ride with great folks like you and Beth. That's a heck of an opportunity.
And if we wanted to join, you still got some openings, and how would they get a hold of you, and how would they join?
We do. We have four openings, and you can sign up through EC, and we have an event online also, and or give me a call, Matt Jobe, at 660-537-9542.
Hey, Matt, we're really proud of all that you're doing and how you're helping the horse folks out there, and really an honor to get to be teamed up with you and promoting you. So, hey, thanks a million, Matt, and have a great weekend, and look forward to seeing you down the trail.
Thanks a lot, guys. We'll see you soon.
Matt Jobe.
And that was Matt Jobe. And don't forget Matt Jobe and Beth Olson Horsemanship Clinic, January 12th, and they're in Lewisburg, Kansas.
And thanks to EC Equine Center. I tell you what, they are doing so much stuff out there. You know, I'm sitting there thinking of the clinicians they bring in. They are just really a horseman's friend.
Outstanding job.
Hey, let's take a break. We're going to come back, and we're going to get Phil Haugen. You're going to like him. And go get yourself a cup of coffee. Come on back. I'm Ernie Rudina.
I'm Ed Adams.
Better Horses Connected, you're listening to.
Because your horse deserves optimum nutrition delivered naturally, they deserve Stanley Premium Western Forage. There's no better place in the country to grow forage than Idaho. And Stanley is one of the country's largest producers. Whether it's pellets, cubes, chopped forage in bags to compressed bales, Stanley cultivates premium forage types horse owners demand.
Simply put, horses deserve Stanley Premium Western Forage because they deserve the very best.
Hey, welcome back to Better Horses Connected. I'm Ernie Rodina.
And I'm Ed Adams.
Just having a great time. I'm so excited about this next guest. This guy is the real deal.
This is exciting because I love the way he puts the return on investment in training your horse.
He's a horseman. I mean, he is a horse, and you can apply that to all your disciplines from down in Weatherford, Oklahoma, not too far from your stomping grounds. And like I said, the Linderman Award winner, which that is just unbelievable in the rodeo world. Winning it on both ends of the arena. But again, he's just a great horseman. And so we're so glad to have him here. Brought to us by our good friends and good partners at Stanley Forage, stanleyforage.com. You know, the ground alfalfa. You go to a lot of these farm stores, you see Stanley Forage. Packaging's unbelievable. Quality's over the top.
You know, we use it at our barn over there at Silvertooth, and we augment it with our hay, and it's a good supplement. And sun-cured, best alfalfa cubes we could get.
And it's blister beetle-free.
You can't beat that.
They don't have them up there where it's developed.
And Phil Haugen, I bet you agree with everything we just said.
I absolutely agree with everything you just said, because in this country, blister beetles is a big deal.
Yeah,
that's exactly right. We're coming all the way down from Oklahoma. Welcome to Better Horses. And you've been doing a lot of training, and you've got a lot of clinics going on. But, you know, we talked about return on investments. You're really big on really pushing your horse and making sure you get the most out of them.
Well, yeah, because, you know, for working for the public for 37 or 8 years now, the only way for me to stay in business is if I add more value than I cost. And so progressing your horse and your training, you know, for the survival of my business has been everything.
If they go to your site, they can find out where all your clinics are, and you're not done scheduling. Why don't you position to that listener out there why that he or she should be in your clinic and what they can expect?
Well, I think, you know, really my advice to anybody going to a clinic or looking to get better is when you go to a clinic from, you know, a reputable horseman, and there's lots of them out there. There's lots of good clinics, lots of good clinicians. But, you know, what you need to do is pick out your weaknesses and address those first, and then continue to reinforce your strength. And that's how you continue to progress your horse in their training, because, you know, it is such a multifaceted program to get a horse to reach their potential, whatever that potential is, because horses are just like us. Physically and mentally and athletically, they all have limitations too, but at the same time, I really feel like all of them can be great at something. And so, you know, and with that being said, then the versatility of the horse comes in. And so, you know, in our program, what we try to do is progress to the point where they start to show us what they're going to be good at, what they actually like the most. And when you go to a clinic, you're improving your knowledge, which is going to in turn improve your horsemanship and then improve your success because of the understanding you have with your horse.
Hey, Phil, you've done this for quite a long time. You've been doing this for, you've nearly trained 2,000 horses and 30 years of experience, and you have a simple approach, common sense approach, if you will. Okay, so you've got a lot of people coming in, and they don't know what they want to do, whether they want to do versatility, whether they want to do, you know, trail riding or barrel racing or mounted shooting or things of that sort. Where do you kind of steer them where you have the right horse and the right rider doing the right things?
Well, that's a good question, because when people come in, everybody's got an idea of what they want to do and what they're interested in. And so what we try to do is back up and say, okay, first of all, let's increase your knowledge, increase your communication with your horse. Then once you've done that and you and your horse are on the same page and you're getting the results you want, then you can apply it to whatever discipline you like. But if you don't, you know, training is not so much discipline specific. Training is all about you and the horse. If you have a well-trained horse, you know, once I have a well-trained horse, to me, it doesn't matter if we go to the barrel racing, if we go to the team roping, the calf roping, breakaway roping, cow horse event. Once you have a well-trained horse, then it's so much easier to show them the discipline and for them to lock on to that discipline. So that's the approach I take. I just try to keep it real simple. We try one thing at a time.
I've been to one of your clinics up down there in Mound City, Kansas. Just a great clinic. And if folks want to get involved and talk to you about a clinic or doing a clinic or going to a clinic, what's the best way to get in touch with you, Phil?
You know, the easiest way is to just go to my site, philhaugenhorsemanship.com. We've got our current list of events for 2019 up now. They've been updated just in the last few days. And I think we have about Like right now, I think we've got 17 events covering 9 states. And on my site also, the contact page has my number, my email. I like people to call and visit with me because, you know, I'm the one that knows the program. Anybody out there listening, don't be afraid to call and talk to me personally because that's just part of this business.
Hey, Phil, we want to get you back on the show. You're a tremendous asset to the equine industry. Appreciate your friendship and your hard work and sharing your knowledge. And I want to get you back on Better Horses Connected as well as Better Horses. And, of course, people, you can catch Phil off and on Better Horses TV. He does a segment for us on there. You won't want to miss that. And just go to betterhorses.com. Go to our archives, and a lot of times you can catch them there. Phil, we appreciate all you do, and have a great weekend, and you take care and be talking to you soon.
You too, guys. Sure, appreciate you.
Thank you. Care.
And that's Phil Haugen, and if you wanted to give him a call, as he asked you, you can call him at 580-772-4296 right there in Weatherford, Oklahoma.
That's it. Hey, let's take a break. We're going to go switch gears. We're going down south to Arizona the next time, and that's with Tammy Pate. So I'm Ernie Rodina.
I'm Ed Adams.
This is Better Horses Connected. We'll be right back.
Back before Smash and I competed in the NFR, before the crowds even entered the stadium, before the interviews,
I'm here with Purina Ambassador
and the photographers, when it was just me, Smash, and 3 barrels in a practice ring, that's when Purina Outlast Supplement was supporting my horse's gastric health, so he could perform his best and we could quietly go about the business of winning.
To find Outlast at your local retailer, visit PurinaMills.com. Purina. Feed greatness.
Hello, friends. It's Ernie with Better Horses Radio. When my family wants to go out to eat, we head south to the Branding Iron in Princeton. We love the food, and the hospitality is second to no one. So head on down to the Branding Iron and get yourself some great food. It's unbelievable. Hey, welcome back to Better Horses Connected. I'm Ernie Rodina.
And I'm Ed Adams.
I hope you're having as much fun as we are with this show, just kind of taking your horse experience to a higher level. It's a fast and furious show today, Ed.
Man, we've got a lot of guests, but this is what you have to do when you do goal setting through
That's
the year.
That's right, and we're getting it done, and this next episode is brought to us by our good friends at PurinaMills.com, the only company I know that will feed their feed to their horses first before they ever ask you to feed it to yours. Research is second to none.
And you know, every Purina, independent Purina dealer has great nutritional tips for your horse, so we recommend you go in there and talk to them.
Now, this is the message for our next guest, our listeners, is write down February 8th through the 10th. Plan a trip. You tell your husband you're going to go to Phoenix. You tell your wife you're going to go to Phoenix. This is a great event. Unbelievable event. And we're here to promote it. We got a rock star putting this thing on. She's a cowgirl. The real deal. Former Miss Montana PRCA. Am I right, Tammy?
Yes.
I got that down. Okay,
had to do a fact check.
I had a fact check. Yeah. But I tell you what, and she is a rock star when it comes to being a rancher, a horseman, a rancher's wife, and a great family they are. We got Tammy Pate to tell us about this great event. Tammy, welcome to Better Horses Connected.
Thank you, Ernie. It's so great to be visiting this morning. I have been dreaming of creating this event, Art of the Cowgirl, for about the last 5 years. And really, my motivation was to find a way to give back to the Western industry that has been so good to Kurt and myself, and also really create a venue to help promote our Western trades, whether it's saddle making, boot making, rawhide braiding, horsemanship. So this is an event that will showcase women horsemanship clinicians and artists and their contributions to our Western industry.
So this is something you've been working on for quite some time now. You've thought about this in Montana. Now, what can they expect when they get there, and how many people are you expecting at this retreat?
So it's a public event, like a horse expo. So we're hoping for about 3,000 people. The venue will hold about 3,000. We're going to have horsemanship demonstrations. So Sandy Collier is going to be demonstrating cow horse. We have Sharon Edsel is a ranch woman from Montana, an extremely talented dog trainer. So she'll be working some cattle with dogs. We're going to have a women's ranch rodeo. Amberly Schneider, the PRCA barrel racer, is going to be there. She does such an amazing, inspirational talk. She was in a very bad vehicle accident about 4 years ago and is paralyzed from the waist down. And she's going to be demonstrating how she trains horses. She wins barrel racing. She is just amazing. So that's in the arena. All of our horsemanship demonstrations. We're having colt starting. So even though this is Art of the Cowgirl, it's really a celebration of how we work as a community, families, friends together in the Western industry. So our colt starting demonstrations are going to be couples. So Luke and Kelly Newbert are starting a colt, and Riata Brandeman and her boyfriend Gabe Clark, and actually my husband Kurt and my daughter Mesa. So we're really demonstrating in the horsemanship part how we work together as families and couples. And then in the trade show, we're going to have a trade show. You can shop. We're having real maker-oriented booths. So custom leatherwork, silversmith, and then the artists, our master artists, will be demonstrating their trade. So Nancy Martini is our saddle maker from Idaho, and she's going to be demonstrating from the very basic of the saddle tree, you know, the difference, what makes a tree, how you fit a tree, like just the nuts and bolts of saddle making, and then what makes it uniquely her own art and her own style. So Wow. The whole event is hopefully, it's to inspire people. To be creative, to ride their horses, to take up, you know, leather work or silversmithing. So, and if that's not something you enjoy, to at least support those who are doing it.
So you've really put this, you know, this is right in line with our show, with the goal setting. This actually pulls everything in, everything you wanted to know about your horse, and you've got all the clinicians, all the experts in one location. And for them to get tickets, they can go on your website at artofthecowgirl.com?
Yes, sir. Yes. And there's 1, 2, or 3 day passes available. And the thing I really want to emphasize is this event is to fund a fellowship program. So the ticket sales, we're having a live art auction, we're having an elite ranch horse sale, and all of those proceeds go to fund fellowships. So what we're doing is we're actually sending the recipient of the fellowship to learn a trade. So we already have the saddle making and the horsemanship fellowships funded. Today, actually, we're announcing our recipient for our saddle making with Nancy Martini. So this recipient will go to Nancy's and learn how to build a saddle. We'll pay for everything. We pay Nancy to teach. We pay for all of the materials. When the recipient goes home, they will take home their own custom-made saddle that they built, and we're sending them home with tools and materials to start their first for-profit piece.
Oh, wow.
Hey, Tammy, we appreciate you getting on Better Horses Connected. We want to hit this really hard between now and the event. Get you back on. Thank you for that,
Thank you.
Tell you what, appreciate all you do. Have a great weekend. Tammy Pate with the Art of the Cowgirl. Thank you.
And that was Tammy Pate. Just so that you realize, that's artofthecowgirl.com if you want to get more information. And that will be February 8th through the 10th. And $180 will get you through all 3 days.
That's right. How you do have to make a plug for Heartland Horse and Livestock Sale, second and fourth Wednesday of the month in Nevada, Missouri. Got one coming up this week.
Oh, and that's right around the corner.
Really good deal. Let's take a break, come back, and we're going to talk to the queen of the saddle pads, Donna Sidornis. I'm Ernie Rodina.
I'm Ed Adams.
This is Better Horses Connected. We'll be right back.
American made. CSI saddle pads are proudly 100% American made. CSI saddle pads are the first choice. CSI's unique flex plate system helps to eliminate saddle bar pressure points. Yes, the CSI system distributes your weight and impact while riding. Believe me, your horse will thank you. CSI pads have a 2.5-inch contour for wither clearance, which means comfort and safety. You see, CSI knows it's all about your horse's comfort and your horse's ability to perform at its peak, day after day, event after event. Whether you're just riding the trails or competing in the arena, your horse is your friend. Your horse is your partner. Take care of your friend and partner. CSIPads.com. Order yours today. American made with 100% American pride. CSIPads.com. Your horse will thank you.
I grew up. Hey, welcome back to Better Horses Connected. I'm Ernie Rodina.
And I'm Ed Adams.
Having a great time just talking about horses, all kinds of great clinicians.
Are you ready for this year?
I'll tell you what, I think so.
We got a lot going on, and we got to check our tack, and we got to check our bridles, we got to check our saddle pads, and who better to get us started than our one and only.
And if you don't have a CSI pad, that's one way to start your year out right. Get a CSI pad. Hands down, the best saddle pad in the world. And we got the maker, the founder, company, the saddle queen herself, Donna Sidornis. Donna, welcome to Better Horses.
Thank you, Ernie.
I know you're down in Arizona. It's pretty early this morning for you, but we're glad you got up. And I want to, first of all, congratulate you on what an impact, no pun intended, you've made on the saddle pad business with your CSI pads. Just unbelievable. Why are they so good, Donna?
You know, I think a lot of it, Ernie, is because we truly wanted to do a great job for the horse and rider. And my philosophy has always been, if a horse is more comfortable, it's a safer day for the rider. And therefore, we have less accidents that occur. I've got a great team in Missouri that works extremely hard to provide a quality product every time it goes out the door. There's so many checks that we do. You've been to the plant. You know how many steps it takes to build the pad itself. And, you know, we've basically created a saddle pad that has an orthotic in it to protect the horse from the saddle bar pressure, the rider's weight, and the impact that occurs. And I think that's pretty pertinent in what we do with our horses, whether you're trail riding or you're team roping or you're bulldog, and it doesn't matter. That horse has to have that stability to where the saddle bars are not pinching and impending the shoulder blade.
So, Donna, you got people coming in, and they can choose the length, they can choose the thickness, they can choose, you know, all sorts, almost have a custom-made saddle pad here, but talk about the manufacturing. You mentioned it's in the heartland of Missouri. This is great, but they can also go direct to you to get these saddle pads, correct?
Absolutely. They can visit our website at csipads.com. They can call the office or myself. I mean, that's the one change for 2019 is we are direct consumer now. And, you know, we want to provide the ultimate in customer service satisfaction. That's not just the sale. That's all the way through the sale, answering the questions, helping the people to feel good about what they're doing. They can send me pictures if they need help with saddle fitting. And, you know, we want to get it right, because sometimes just going from a half inch to a three quarter inch liner can make all the difference in the world. How your saddle fits your horse.
What I really like is you hit it beginning of this is that I don't care whether you're just riding for pleasure or you're the top professional out there. They all love them. I mean, the pads are great. They can tell a difference the way the horse moves and everything. It's just tremendous, and the job you're doing with that. And they're all USA made.
100% USA made. Every part of that pad is manufactured in country, and we're really proud of that, and we've worked very, very hard, which does affect the price. But if I'm going to say I'm made in America, then it's going to be made in America. And I think everybody that works with us is proud to be part of that. It's a concept that we need to bring back into this country, because that's what ensures the jobs for our kids.
Whether you're trail riding, roping, or ranching, you also offer saddle fitting. Also, if we bring our horse and trailer, we can actually go down to your location.
Absolutely. It's a little cold right now there, but...
Hey, Donna, we appreciate all you do for the industry. And like I said, hands down, no doubt about it, the best saddle pad in the industry. And I know you're always looking at ways to improve and do neat things. And that's what makes your company great. So thank you so much. And we can send people to CSIPads.com to find out more. Thanks, Donna, for being a part of Better Horses Connected.
Hey, you're very welcome, Ernie. And just a little footnote on that. Right now, I'm in the Phoenix area, and I will be for the next couple of months taking roping lessons with Mike Beers, all around Team Roping Champion. And if they want me to do a saddle fit while I'm out here, I'll be glad to do that. They just need to give me a call on my cell phone number, which is 816-716-8491, to schedule that.
That would be great. Right out there in Phoenix.
Right there.
Yeah.
Right there going.
That'd be good. Thanks so much, Donna, and you have a great week, and we'll be talking to you. Donna Sidornis, CSI Saddle Pads.
You know, Darnie, you can't make these saddle fit perfectly on their specific lines when you go online and just order their saddle pads. It works perfectly.
Right, they're great as far as to work with. Let's take a break. We're going to come back and wrap this show up. It's been a great time, Ed, with Better Horses Connected. I'm Ernie Rodina.
I'm Ed Adams.
This is Better Horses Connected. We'll be right back. Hello, friends. It's Ernie with Better Horses Radio. When my family wants to go out to eat, we head south to the Branding Iron in Princeton. We love the food, and the hospitality is second to no one. So head on down to the Branding Iron and get yourself some great food. It's unbelievable. Hey, welcome back to the Better Horses Connected Show. I'm Ernie Rodina.
And I'm Ed Adams.
You gotta love Garth Brooks and the dance.
Oh, this is one I'll of the... I'll tell you what. This will get going in the morning.
Had a blast, folks. And I'm going to tell you about a new sponsor we have, Ed. We're talking about Valley Oak Steak Company. And you know what? A great steak is a taste sensation you'll never forget. The Valley Oaks Steak Company and Lone Jack guarantees locally grown beef to Kansas City. Shop the Valley Oaks Steak Company retail outlet in Lone Jack. It's open every Thursday and Friday, or go online at valleyoakssteakcompany.com. They ship nationwide. Locally raised beef, one-of-a-kind flavor. For the freshest beef available, call 1-855-MORE, M-O-R, beef, or online at valleyoakssteakcompany.com. Locally grown beef for Kansas City. Guaranteed, it's Valley Oaks Steak Company. It's unbelievable, folks. You got to try it. Ed, have you had some?
Some of the best restaurants are carrying these steaks.
It is.
You can get them direct to the, right there in Lone Jack, Missouri.
Valley Oaks Steak Company. Certified Angus beef, certified Hereford beef. You can't beat it.
And when you get all that energy, now it's time to saddle up and now time to ride our horses and get out in the cold weather here.
That's exactly right. And check out our website, betterhorses.com. Keep up on our latest on our TV show, our radio show, Ed. And we are the connection for all the horse events going on.
And we want to thank our TV station, KTMJ, in Topeka, Kansas, that is going to be airing our show this Sunday at 6 a.m.
Yeah, it's Channel 43. Ed, thank you so much for your hard work in getting this done. And just a lot of fun on that. And I'll tell you what, check out our sponsors that we talked about today. Stanley Forage, it's just unbelievable. Having a blast. It's that time I hate every week, Ed. I want y'all to be good buckaroos and buckarettes. Mind your moms and dads. Be brave, but don't take any chances out there. And this is going out to our prayer request. And we're talking about Mark Birkdahl. Pray for the Christians in the Middle East and all over the world. Frank Slaughter, Barbara Rogers, Becky Daniels, Billy and Connie Allen, Georgia Hallett, Al Dunning, Gabby Hamler, also Pat Buzzard, Les McGee, Jeff Collins, Joe Walken, John Murnane, the family of Kevin Bolden, Hillary Watson, David Sheckel, my home church, Kim McBroom, Mike Statua, and let's pray for Sue Saxon, my sister-in-law Pat, John Speck, Ali Costella, Steve Miles in Tonganoxie, and Steve Miles in Baser. Till next week, we want to say happy trails.
And always, ride for the brand.